Step right up. Hard Candy Fitness is open for business. After some delay, Madonna's new gym franchise opened its doors in Mexico City to women, gay men, and cholos everywhere who want to get into the groove during their workout.
Much like Lance Armstrong's 24-hour fitness, with hundreds of photos of the bicycle-riding owner plastered everywhere, Madonna's gym is taking a similar approach with stark images of the pop singer looking down on gym-goers at every turn.
Would you skip a workout if Madonna was staring you down at Hard Candy Fitness?
Well, the pop star, actress, mother, Kabbalah enthusiast, clothing designer, children's book author, and dance instructor succeed in her new enterprise?
Or will this new career move simply get swept away? Today, Chicago diva powerhouse Amy Armstrong and her pianist extraordinaire Freddie Allen join us to weigh in on Madonna's new venture and to play some of their favorite holiday classics.
Listen for this in all the hot news. NASA scientists redefine life by conditioning bacteria to feed on arsenic.
More on Sarah Palin and her mommy dearest relationship with Bristol.
And the best and strangest Christmas presents we've ever received.
I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And this is Feast of Fun. Let's all go to the podcast. Let's all go to the podcast awards. Let's all go to the podcast awards. Mark?
Oh, God, Fausto. And vote for Feast of Fun?
And vote for Feast of Fun.
Please visit podcastawards.com and vote for Feast of Fun for People's Choice and Best GLBT Podcast. We can't win without your vote.
Vote once a day until December 15th.
What kind of relationship do you think we have? Please. So
this is a Tinkerbell. This is a little Tinkerbell. Tinkerbell.
Tinkleberry.
This is a cowbell.
Yeah.
Hello.
And this is the bell I take. Bring me some food, Mark. Rub my feet.
Pick up my tray. Nice.
Amy Armstrong and Freddie Allen are on today's Feast of Fun, a special Christmas concert of their favorite raunchy and not so raunchy Christmas classics and originals. Hi, welcome, guys.
Hi. Thanks.
Welcome.
Happy holidays.
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm good.
How was Hawaii? You guys went to Hawaii on a cruise ship.
Oh, my God. It was wonderful.
What did you guys do?
Well, there were 1,500 gay men on the boat, first of all. So that was
so you had a lot of sex?
Yeah, I had tons of sex with a bunch of gay men, and they all cried, but they got over it. They found a happy place. No, we went to...
And that would be in somebody else's body.
Yeah, I know. Stop it. I was the lube girl. I wore a poncho, and I just handed out lube. Yeah.
Did you really?
Oh, wouldn't that be great? I want to so badly. I've gone up there with a flashlight, though, because they actually have a dick deck. You know, like they have a back room and they have a dick deck on it. So deck 14 was the dick deck. But I didn't ever go up to the dick deck, although I wanted to many times, just to just walk around, see what's going on.
Yeah.
But no, I had a blast. I went to four different
islands. So it was a gay cruise ship, sort of winter holiday thing to Hawaii.
It was
a Halloween.
Yeah.
Was it on Halloween?
Yeah, we were in Honolulu for Halloween.
Did you dress up?
Yes, I did.
As what? The lube girl.
No. I went as a tourist. I had big sunglasses and a muumuu.
So you basically, you dressed up like everybody else.
Basically.
That is, you got to get off on little islands and walk around and hang out at the beach.
I didn't get off, but I saw some wonderful things there. I actually have to say this. I got lucky before the cruise.
Mm-hmm.
I did. I actually got some.
So you were good for the whole cruise.
I was great.
In Honolulu. Before the cruise.
Oh. Now, do you guys get seasick at all? That's what my big fear about. Because I've been on like one of those big boats a couple of times. And most of the time, I haven't gotten seasick. But one time, I got seasick. So I popped a little pill and went to sleep and woke up. And I was in port. And I was like, I'm good.
I think we're lucky. We've been on a lot of cruises. And maybe once, twice.
Well, a couple times. The thing is, the smaller boats, like the clipper ships, those are really... They put little guards up on your bed because they know you're going to be, you know, rocking around. And I fell out of the bed once when it was really rocky. But yeah, most of the time, if you're up on the deck and you know, but I don't get seasick. I'm really lucky, I guess. Maybe I stay drunk and that's why.
So it's Christmas. It's a holiday season. You're here to perform. You guys are doing a show of Christmas songs here in Chicago.
Right.
We are.
What day is that going to be? Where is
it
going
to be? We have two sets of different dates, actually. December 10th and 11th, we're at Hydrate, and we're doing How the Diva Stole Christmas 5. It's our fifth year doing that. And we do, like, raunchy Christmas stuff as well as traditional favorites. And
because you are a Christian woman.
Of course, sure.
She gets on her knees and, for any man.
Stop it, not any man. They buy me a pizza, then it's a done deal. No, and then December 19th, we're doing, at Rehab Circuit, we're doing a Rehab Christmas. It's going to be a group of us. It's going to be myself and Freddie Allen and Honey West and Michael Scott McBride, and I think Lloyd Young is going to be doing some stuff, but it's like a big Christmas at Rehab.
Which I always think is like the strangest name for a bar. It's like, why call yourself Rehab?
Because then you can say, I'm going to rehab, some drinks and do drugs.
No, that happened on Facebook. I said, I'm going to be performing at Rehab, and one guy wrote back and said, oh, they let you perform while you're going through rehab? And I was like... No, at the bar. He's like, okay.
Well, that like AA group puts on like a drag show, which is often fantastic in town. You get to see like, you know, all these sober.
And they are performing in rehab, technically. Okay, so your favorite song, one of your favorite songs is Hard Candy Christmas, originally recorded by Dolly Parton, right?
Written by her.
It was written by Carole Hall.
Oh. Carole Hall.
For the show.
Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
But Dolly Parton, of course.
And you're giving the Amy Armstrong and Freddie Allen twist to it.
Hey, maybe I'll dye my hair. Maybe I'll move somewhere. Maybe I'll get a car. Maybe I'll drive so far they'll all lose track. Me, I'll bounce right back. Maybe I'll sleep real late. Maybe I'll lose some weight. Maybe I'll clear my junk. Maybe I'll just get drunk on apple wine. Me, I'll be just fine and dandy. Lord, it's like a hard candy Christmas. I'm barely getting through tomorrow. Still, I can't let sorrow bring me way down. Hey, maybe I'll learn to sew. Maybe I'll just lie low. Maybe I'll hit the bars. Maybe I'll count the stars until the dawn. Me, I will go on. Maybe I'll settle down. Maybe I'll just leave town. Maybe I'll have some fun. Maybe I'll meet someone and make him mine. Me, I'll be just fine and dandy. Lord, it's like a hard candy Christmas. I'm barely getting through tomorrow. Still, I can't let sorrow bring me way down. I'll be fine and dandy. Lord, it's like a hard candy Christmas. Barely getting through tomorrow. Still, I can't let sorrow bring me way down. I'll be fine. I'll be fine. I'll be fine.
Yay!
Yay.
Hot Candy Christmas.
That song has been stuck in my head for weeks now because of Madonna opening up her gym in Mexico City called Hard Candy Fitness. Oh. And I'm like, how do I parody that song? Hard Candy Fitness. Barely getting through my workout and Madonna keeps staring me down because she's just like, her picture's everywhere. Like you're it's like she's your overlord in this gym and you're working out and you're like, what?
So do they have little bowls of peppermints and butterscotch candies around?
No, well,
so
her album was called Hard Candy. Remember? It was like Hard Candy. Oh. So that's why it's like Hard Candy Fitness. And the first one's open. I think she's got plans to make 10 more. So
Amy, can you sing like Hard Candy Fitness?
Hard Candy Fitness. I'm barely getting through my workout, and I see Madonna staring me down.
Maybe I'll lift some weight.
Hey, maybe that is fantastic. I'll lose some weight.
Maybe I'll just suck some dick in the steam room.
Oh, you know that steam room's going to be
fantastic.
That steam room's going to be pre-lubed. It'll be completely pre-lubed. Oh, watch where you sit.
The woman's steam room is going to be nothing. You open the men's steam, you're going to hear like do 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 do, and the lights coming out and everything.
Are you ready for this?
All the ladies' locker room, they come with like those cones. You hit your workout cones.
Hard Candy Fitness.
I was going to say, you're going to be in the shower and you're going to hear rain wash away my. Everything's going to be a Madonna song. When you flush the toilet, you're going to hear like Papa
don't flush. Do flush. Are they green? Like, are in Mexico City? Do they have like do they flush like ask people to flush? Because in California, it's like you flush up. If it's pee,
I don't know how
down.
They poop in Mexico City, but I do know that it's a very. I'll tell you what. I used to work in a catering service, and the people that from Mexico that worked in the kitchen, we would have to ask them to please flush their toilet paper because they would throw it out in the garbage can.
Oh no!
And so you go in there like,
oh, because
smell?
The plumbing's bad. Like,
they have septic tanks there, so it's
so maybe they do have that, you know. Papa, don't flush. We have septic tanks. Papa, don't. Or Pedro, don't flush.
But she went down there for the grand opening, and she taught like a master class for some special people on like an aerobics class for 20 people.
Okay. I'm so jealous.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? And I got to say, in the picture though, she's looking a little Pete Burns-y. So as she's dancing around with all these people.
What do you mean by Pete Burns-y?
You know, I don't know. There's something about her face that looks kind of contorted in the photo. It might just be a bad photo.
I think she's had bad work done, but that's just me.
You think so?
Yes.
Oh, good thing I've had the best plastic surgeons in town.
Fabulous. Give me that number.
It's called Clean Living, darling.
Oh, so my God.
So these are high-end gyms. I'm expecting one will open in Chicago sometime.
Yeah, I can't wait to work out
New York
there.
City.
What do you think it costs a month to work out at $1,000 Fitness?
$1,000.
For Madonna to stare at your ass the whole time? Oh, that's lovely. Lovely. I'll definitely sign up for that one.
So whatever you pay for like a high-end gym, like that Barton's Gym or whatever, so like maybe the East Bank Club here in Chicago, I would imagine probably over $100 a month. But like
that's
in New York City, people pay that.
That's what they pay.
I wonder if they're going to have little service announcements over with her bad English accent. Listen, I just want to say this, first of all. If you have sex with someone with an accent, you don't obtain it after you have sex with them. I just have to say that right now.
Oh, no.
No. You can't have sex with someone and be like, oh, jolly, oh, cheerio, wonderful, yes. No, the sex was excellent. I just love it. No, but do you think she's going to have, you know, like, hi, this is Madonna. Hope your workout's going well. Buy my CD at the gift shop with a fruit smoothie.
Kabbalah.
Yeah. She'll sell Kabbalah water in there.
Oh, I can't wait.
Every membership, you get a bracelet.
Hard Candy Fitness. I can't wait for the TV ads. You know they're going to use Hard Candy Christmas for that.
I don't
guarantee you, listeners.
Like, I mean, when she came up with that name, is like, isn't that the first thing that popped into your mind? Is Hard Candy Christmas?
Yes,
right.
Well, of course.
Yeah. So maybe she is planning on doing it. Maybe she's going to cover that song.
Oh no!
One more Hard Candy Fitness.
Hard Candy Fitness, and then it goes, yeah.
I think I got my Christmas present early.
Okay. Why didn't Olivia Newton-John open up a gym?
Physical. I know.
Or Jamie Lee Summers, Perry. What's
that
her
was
name?
Her most famous song, though, wasn't it? Physical. Or
Get physical.
But she got embarrassed by it.
She didn't want to record it.
Yeah.
She said it was too sexual and not consistent with her clean girl image at the time.
Well, my God, before that it was, that. Please, mister, please don't play B-17. You know that? Remember that? Remember when she was like, country?
I'm not that old.
You you're not that old. Shut the hell up.
I'm sorry. We learned about that in my music history class.
It's reference to a jukebox. Younger children, there were things called a jukebox where you'd punch down a number, and then sometimes people would make you a mixed cassette tape. Mm-hmm. If anybody knows
what's
what
a cassette tape.
Mixed tape.
Mixed tape. Mixed tape. But you have to say cassette tape because people look at you like, oh, someone did something on a VCR. No, they didn't do it on a VCR. I said someone gave me a mixtape. They go, oh, you popped it in the VCR. I'm like, no, it wasn't sex scenes. It was songs.
Best cum shots from me.
So what are you guys doing for the holidays? Like, you know, a lot of people want to know, it's like, what people's holidays are like, and they're always shocked. They think our holidays are glamorous and full of richness and wonder, but because our lives are filled with richness and wonder and fabulous celebrities like you guys, usually we lay very low and we, you know, we sleep.
We just chill out.
Well, after I get showered by my houseboy, I like to wrap myself up in velvet and then eat chocolates as I watch different wonderful traditional favorites on my TV.
Your face is
maybe have
TV.
A little, maybe have a little warm glog and which, just...
Oh, I forgot glog season's coming up. We got to go down to Andersonville and get ourselves some glog.
What is glog?
Like
glog?
I do like it a little bit.
Glog is red wine with sugar and some fruit.
I don't like
in.
That. Yeah, and it's warm. Yeah. Wine should be cold, not hot.
I don't think so. I made some last year and I was just like, oh, I loved it with the almonds.
I think it's delicious. So, invite me over when you make
okay.
it this year.
Had I known, I would have made some today. We could be drunk right now, Freddie.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
Think ahead next time.
Hot candy
I'll tell you what, I'll come to your show and I'll smuggle a thermos into the show. Where you're going to be like, I'm drinking some glog.
That's a lovely, what's a recipe for glog?
Well, you take some wine, you take some spices, and you take some hard liquor, and you mull it, and then you throw in some like almonds and raisins into it.
Delicious.
And you chug, chug, chug.
Now, a lot of our friends say that the sex clubs and like back doors eat, you know, people put sex in public places, like Christmas is a time where most of the people let their freak flag fly freely. Because their sexual energy is pent up because all their families are driving them crazy and they're feeling the pressures of the holiday season. And so they go out to these places and act out and let it loose. And one of my favorite traditions of Christmas that later on is our final show of the year that we do the incredibly strange and sexual and erotic Christmas music. And you guys actually wrote, you updated your classic song. What was the title of it?
The Pussy Song.
The Pussy song.
But actually, Fred wrote this for me.
He wrote this song for you.
It was a gift. Yeah. It was a gift.
It was her Christmas present.
How did you wrap that gift up?
With love.
So was it like burlesque? You were like, I wrote this song for you, baby.
He says all the time that I'm his muse, because now he writes stuff where I'm like, how could you write that? It's really dirty. And he's like, you're my muse. I'm his muse.
So Amy's your excuse for being sexual and insane. Yeah. And
yes. Does that work?
I think any excuse you have to see? Let it loose, baby. Well, let's hear it. This is the Christmas Pussy Song. Yes.
Pussycat was climbing up my dirty chimney. Pussy got dirty just as black as it could be black pussy. How about that? Talking about black pussy, just a friendly little cat. Pussycat was drinking all the Christmas punch. Pussy drank too much and my pussy got drunk, drunk pussy. How about that? Talking about black drunk pussy, just a friendly little cat. Pussycat was eating all the old fruit cake. Pussy ate too much and it got a bellyache, achy pussy. How about that? Talking about black, drunk, achy pussy, just a friendly little cat. Pussycat was walking outside in the snow. Pussy walked too far and my pussy got cold, cold pussy. Talking about black, drunk, achy, cold, pussy, just a friendly little cat. My pussy choked to death on a jingle bell. It died in the house and it began to smell, smelly pussy. Whew. Talking about black, drunk, achy, cold, smelly, pussy, just a friendly little cat. Rare.
Christmas pussy song.
Yeah.
Man, that pussy gets a workout.
You know, you can pretty much add anything to that. You can make an Easter version of that.
We're going to.
I'm
going to
open up a new
here.
Club called Pussy Fitness.
You know, Kegel exercises. Madonna's very big on her Kegel exercises.
See, I can open up a whole club like that where you could, like, you just, it all just centers on your genitals.
We're starting a new gay LGBT winter holiday, and we want you to celebrate with us. Mm-hmm. It's called Glitter Day, and happens the second Saturday of January, which is a good time.
Because it falls right after, like, the Christmas, like, Feast of the Epiphany, because it'll always be, like, it'll be after the 8th, but between the 14th, so it won't fall on Martin Luther King Day either. So we're always, like, it's that nice little sweet spot that needs a little extra flavor and a little glitter. Because I think the holidays are fine and nice, but they're just not gay enough.
So what are we going to do with glitter?
We're going to put glitter on our faces and on our backs and on our houses.
Swallow it.
Or so, you don't have to even use glitter at all. You can also use a ton of fucking sequins.
Okay, listen, this is so funny that you say that, because I had a dog for a while, but he ate a bottle of glitter.
Oh, no.
This really happened, and I called up the vet and said, is he going to die or what's going to happen? Because there was glitter everywhere in the house. They said, no, just give him a lot of water. He'll pass it. And when I was out there the first time, you know, the dog's like, oh, and I'm like, I know it's gonna hurt. And this queen walks up, this very flamboyant queen, and he has, like, you know, a Virginia Slim 120 and a big old, like, you know, scarf, and he's talking away to me, and there's my dog taking a tremendously large glitter shit, and it was the first one, so he was like, oh, and it's all silvery, and he looks down at the shit, and he looks at me, and he goes, girl, that is definitely your dog. And I thought that was great. So I am ready to put glitter in and up everything on that day.
So Glitter Day is a metaphor. And so we thought, you know, if Kwanzaa, because Kwanzaa's as a holiday for African-American people is just a couple decades old. So why not LGBT people, since the LGBT rights movement is relatively young, start our own holiday. So you get yourself a menorah-like apparatus that can handle at least six or more candles, and you get a red one, an orange one, a yellow one, a green one, a blue, and then an indigo or purple one, and you arrange all those candles and you light them up, remembering such fabulous people of the LGBT
like
rights.
Judy Garland,
or Liza Minnelli, or Lady Gaga.
You would not light a candle for her. She does not deserve a candle yet, Lady Gaga.
That's our fighting words on the internet.
Are you kidding? Like, for the young kids, like, she's God.
She's God.
Is she like the Madonna of younger generation?
She's bigger than Madonna, I think.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love her. Lady Gaga.
You're not sick of poker face?
Can you sing some Lady Gaga songs?
She'll come up with some new stuff.
It is probably hard, though. I mean, because you perform in a lot of places, and when we've gone to see shows, especially for female singers who are taking requests from their audience, inevitably someone goes, play Lady Gaga, do Poker Face. And you're like, this is a Christmas show.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Do you do any Gaga?
None.
Did she come up with a Christmas CD this year?
I think she died for a World AIDS Day.
You know what? They're having a hard time coming back to life as of, like, what is it, a Friday? They wanted to raise a million. Because you heard about all the celebrities. They took a break from social media until they raised $1 million for charity. So as of Friday, they only raised, like, I think 130,000. I think they expected
they're
going to
be
million.
Dead for a long time.
I was like, days and that's counting.
You know, their publicists are just sweating. He's got a movie. We got to give him house.
I'm sure if they had something going on like that, they were like, what?
Alicia Keys, she's dead. Justin Timberlake is dead.
Kim Kardashian's dead.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Who's
you
that?
You guys, tell me what, I mean, do you guys like Justin Bieber?
I don't even, you know, I don't really know.
I don't really know.
You know, I
like his haircut.
He's
got a cute voice. I think he's a cute boy. Mm-hmm. But now they're saying, like, the big thing out this year is Justin Bieber dolls. And at first I go, like, a blow-up doll? They're like, oh, no, like a Barbie doll, but it's a Justin Bieber doll.
That's like Tickle Me Elmo. It's that's the hot toy of the year.
Yeah, a lot of people were saying Justin Bieber.
I want to get a Justin Bieber doll. You know, you kind of look a little bit like Justin Bieber.
No,
if you did your
I
hair
do
right,
not.
If we combed your hair right.
You know what? All of you could look like notes. Justin Bieber. Just put down your hair and you'll be and start
You
singing.
Do have a little bit of Justin. You like a, you could go around and say you're his older sister.
Oh, yeah, because that's going to really work for me.
I'm Justin Bieber's older sister.
Just like on America's Got Talent. Is she the next Susan Boyle? I'm like, have you read my bio? That I've gotten laid and I have one cat. What in the hell makes you think I look like her? Then one guy said, it's a compliment, but not really.
Okay, well, since you want to talk about your sex life.
Since you opened that door.
How's your sex life?
It's great. It's wonderful. Ooh. Happy friggin' holidays.
You opened your Christmas present early this year.
I love it. I love it because I think gay men have helped me become very outspoken and more confident about who I am. I also think that age has something to do with it as well.
I think so. You don't put up with bullshit and then you know what you want. And
exactly.
And confidence is the ultimate aphrodisiac.
It really, really is.
And chick magnet or guy magnet.
And I also do stuff that they don't, you know, I mean, you gay men have taught me well. Thank you, everyone.
You give up booty.
You've taught, no, they. I know how to do things that a lot of normal straight women obviously wouldn't know how to do, so.
Well, I'm not going to ask you, that's unladylike.
It's all about the prostate, right?
It's
Amy?
All,
is that what
you know
saying?
What it is? It's just having a good time, and I do, and I enjoy it very much.
How many bottles of Jack Daniels are involved?
None.
Is that what you drink?
No.
What do you drink?
I drink Patron, and then sometimes I drink Jameson.
What's Patron?
It's vodka. It's tequila.
Tequila.
Oh, you're a Mexican loving lady.
Muy caliente. Yeah.
So you know if you see Amy out in the bar, you know what to buy her.
Patron.
Silver or gold?
Silver. And I also like the coffee Patron, too.
Ooh.
Have you had that?
I have not had it.
So good.
It's like Kahlua, but made with tequila.
It's like a coffee shop, but then a little bit of tequila in it, and it tastes yummy, and you'll drink the whole bottle, and then you'll be caffeinated and drunk.
You know, I wonder if we could take a bottle of Patron and just run it over the coffee filters, because you can do
you
that
can.
With vodka. You can make like Kahlua. You just take vodka, pour it over like coffee grounds.
I love
it's
it.
It's delicious.
Let's try that.
And you add a little bit of vanilla and a little bit of sugar. It's a great Christmas present for someone you love. Speaking of which, not related, for someone you love this Christmas, why don't you give them arsenic-based life forms?
What?
NASA has discovered new life forms on Earth that are microbes that are arsenic-based. So in their DNA strand, where we have a thing called phosphate. We have a thing called phosphate, and it helps us, you know, it's one of our building blocks of life. For these microbes, instead of phosphate, they use arsenic.
Phosphorus.
Yes. They use arsenic, which is very similar to it chemically. And that's why it's poisonous to us, because if it comes into our body kind of recognizes it as phosphate, but it kills us.
Phosphorus.
Well, so we
phosphorus
have a new epidemic that's going to happen.
What?
We're going to have this new epidemic with these little microbes crawling up our...
Well, no, they've been here all along. We just
since the dawn of time.
But I've never seen so many more people got excited about bacteria and a test since I got my STD results.
I'm going to say, go to Steamworks. You'll see some people get really excited about it.
Oh, my God. We discovered bacteria. You know, it's like, oh, great. Awesome.
So the thing is, if there's life can manage to do it like that, what other possibilities are out there? I mean, it kind of opens up this whole new world and saying we're not the only thing here, and we don't even have to be like us to be alive.
It blows your mind, fucking mind, people. And then Sarah Palin, afterwards, she removed her face mask and she had a lizard face and says,
my food source.
Slithered into it.
So wrong. Oh, God, that's awesome.
She's really not out hunting for elk and moose. No. She's hunting out homosexuals.
Well, that explains a lot why Bristol Palin couldn't dance correctly, because, you know,
when
you're a reptile, it's very hard to get up on, you know,
arsenic-based reptiles. Yeah. She eats only arsenic. So if you kiss Sarah Palin, you'll die.
I've heard that. I think it's
the case, you know.
Well, they're saying, too, is like, what was Margaret Cho saying? That Sarah basically forced Bristol to go on Dancing with the Stars. And she blamed her. She said, your pregnancy, your teen pregnancy, cost me the vice presidency.
Margaret Cho is saying that. She overheard it. Mm-hmm. Like, back saying, if you didn't get pregnant, we wouldn't have to be doing this show in the first place, you little bitch.
I think people would still see through her bullshit, though.
Where did Margaret Cho hear this?
Backstage.
She was on Dancing dancing with the stars with them.
Sharing a dressing room area and all that stuff with Bristol Palin. You know Margaret Cho's stand-up comedy career is set for life, pretty much. She can talk about it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She has material. I'm sure she's just like, she's kind of like a one-woman WikiLeaks.
You know, she asked, I bet she paid off the stage manager to have her little dressing area right next to her, too. Mm-hmm. Here's $20. Put me near Palin.
Oh, drilling a little hole, putting a cup against the dressing room.
She has like little ninja gays that were there, like just just standing there by the door.
She's like Gladys Kravitz. You know?
Well, why wouldn't she be? I mean, the Palins, they're comedy gold.
They really are. They're bizarre. Know. What does the Russians say about
Russians are saying that Sarah Palin's a
Russian newspapers.
Yeah, she's a clown short of a circus. And that basically what she's saying is she's calling the president and saying things about the president with this WikiLeaks, saying the president should have done more to stop this, and that the president basically handed over all this information to the WikiLeaks people, and questioning his validity as a president, saying, it's basically
And this is the same woman that said she could see what from her backyard?
Russia.
Thank you very much. And she's saying he's irresponsible and doesn't know what he's doing. Read a book.
Well, her book's coming out soon enough.
Sarah Palin's.
Yeah, she's got a new book coming out.
Have you watched her reality show?
No.
I find her boring. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. It's more interesting to hear people talking about her than actually her herself, you know?
Yeah. What was Martha Stewart's quote? I find her boring and dangerous.
Yeah. Martha Stewart's such a genius.
Hey, Martha Stewart's done jail time. I totally believe her.
And don't fuck with her.
I'm serious. When she said that she's dangerous, you're like, that means she's got like a shiv somewhere. She's going to come up just
carved out of a caribou elk. Like a horn.
You know, it's like, it'd be sort of fun to see a celebrity boxing match between Sarah Palin Martha Stewart. You know Sarah Palin wouldn't last long.
Well, yeah, Martha Stewart's got 20 years on her, though.
Yeah, so but she has also
those bones are dust,
20 years almost. In prison on her, too.
Well,
or how long was she in prison? Yeah. It wasn't 20 years, but...
What, a couple years?
Okay,
not
so...
Not even.
Let's hear another song. You guys, Jingle Bells?
Yeah, it's a traditional one, but kind of bluesy for you.
Yeah, because you're a traditional kind of lady.
Well, yeah, you already gave me some tequila, so I'm ready to sing.
Okay. Jingle Bells, here it is, people.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, all the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride. Soon Miss Fanny Bright was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank, his fortune seemed his life. We got into a drifted bank, we got upside. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle, 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 jingle bells.
Woo! Jingle bells, baby. Batman smells Robin laid an egg.
I should have done that version.
For the kids.
So, what do you want for the holidays? It's like the listeners are listening and they have deep pockets.
Oh, really?
Plasma screen TV.
Do you get lots of gifts from your listeners?
I'm still waiting for that plasma screen TV.
Yeah. And we usually get Turon from Spain. Somebody in Spain usually sends us something.
Lise. Well, that's nice.
Cards, cookie cutters.
Yeah, if painting, it's Liz sending Turon, which is an almond nougat candy from Spain, it's absolutely delicious.
Well, I wouldn't mind combos. I love combos. I mean, if you want to send me a bunch of combos.
Do they even make those?
No, I like the cheddar cheese ones. I love combos.
They still make those?
They're a meal, yeah.
Pretzel, cheese-filled pretzel snacks.
Yes, yes, they still make them. Even in the olden days, they still make them now. Thank you.
Well, I remember when they came on the market.
You're like, I want graham crackers.
I just never see them. You can buy them in grocery stores, though, right?
You can.
Okay.
I just want to say something low-key. I mean, don't get me wrong. If you want to buy me jewelry or furs, or if there's any queens out there that want to help
you. Please. If you're going for combos, I've been buying 7-Eleven. I personally wouldn't mind Rolex.
Hold on a second.
Are you ready to put out for that Rolex?
He might.
It's a good Rolex.
You guys are wearing new jewelry, I noticed.
I'm wearing a new piece of jewelry.
Yes.
I got a wonderful, for the 15-year anniversary concert that went really well, I got a piece of jewelry off of it. I got a sapphire and diamond pendant.
Give them a shout out to your fan.
So, no, they're wonderful.
Anonymous donor.
They're anonymous donor. No, I got to
tell
you this.
They're really cute. It looks like a medical symbol, like double snakes.
No, I'm going to tell you, I get very spoiled, and it's very, I say this again, how much I love gay men spoiling me, but the problem with that is, then I go out with a straight guy, and he doesn't even compare to the gifts that gay men have brought me. It's very true, and not in a bad way. I'm just saying, damn you. I mean, I love you guys, but you make it hard for me, because then the guy shows up and is like, here's some carnations. I'm like, that's nice.
But you're going to get something from a straight guy you're probably not ever going to get from a gay guy.
A 10-inch dick.
That's true. Oh, no, I can get those from a gay guy, but it's in a package. I'll, like, you know, and I just have to open it up.
And it's like made out of...
And you got to warm in the microwave.
What is that? What do they make dildos out of these days?
Cyber skin, I think, or something.
I've never really liked dildos. I was like, what? Plastic?
Amy, what's your experience on this?
On sex toys? Oh, I think they're great.
What are they made of?
They're made of a bunch of different things.
Material.
Well, if you really want to get down to basics, just go out and buy a big cucumber. Because then afterwards, you can have a good time and then make yourself a salad.
Oh. Just make sure to wash it, people. Mm-hmm. You know. Because otherwise, kind of it gets a little dirty. It's some Amy sort of Armstrong salad. Lots of carrots and cucumbers and zucchini.
Ooh, is that a raisin?
There's a little bit of raisin.
Oh, what is wrong with you guys?
You brought this up. This was your salad.
Wow.
What else is happening in the news, baby?
What else is happening? So the Hide Seek, and we've been talking about this now for a while, the Hide Seek portrait exhibit at the National Portrait Gallery in Washington, D.C. at the Smithsonian is still coming under fire because, you know, there's portraits of gay men and desire, which is, it's an amazing groundbreaking exhibit. It's like, I want to go to Washington, D.C. to see it. If I could afford it, I would definitely go. Now it's coming under attack by Representative Jack Kingston, because they have a bunch of different portraits there, but the ones that seem to be making him mad are the ones with male nudity, and there's even one of Ellen DeGeneres grabbing her own breasts. So I think he's upset that she's grabbing her own breasts, because maybe he was hoping he'd see a portrait of maybe Portia grabbing her breasts. And the big complaint from the Republicans is that people are, that in this economy, how are we spending money on something like
that? We're not spending money on that. You know? That's the thing. It's
a form of expression in art.
It's privately funded. It's not even funded by taxpayer dollars in the first place. It's the Smithsonian gets funding from the government to run as a building, as an institution, but they have exhibitions that are funded privately. This, not a single penny of taxpayer money went to this exhibition, and the Republicans are trying to use this as a political tool to draw more conservative voters to polls in order, in the next election, to get more political power.
It's just one more trick up their sleeve.
What, is this 1991? Right. I mean, what are we? They're going to start shut down the NEA. Oh, I'm sorry, you did shut down the NEA.
I have to be honest, though. I'm surprised it hasn't gotten more backlash, because this opened up in like October, so now it's December. The weird thing about it is they yanked out one piece from the exhibit, which was specifically about HIV and AIDS, and they did it on like World AIDS Day. And you're like, what? And a part of me thinks that, you know, they could have kept it in there because they're going to come under fire anyway. But I think they pulled it just to get maybe a little reaction from the public.
I think so. That's the case.
Because otherwise, this thing, I'm really impressed by this exhibit. It's got fantastic artists in it, but it just wasn't getting any kind of media coverage. So at least I'm glad it's getting media coverage now.
Well, Robert Mapplethorpe had all that mm-hmm. the controversy whenever they put him in the museum.
I want to see Ellen DeGeneres grabbing her boob.
Here, I'll show it to you right now.
It's pretty cute. And she's wearing like a face. I think it was part of the whole American Express ad campaign that she did around that time period. Where she was posing with animals, you know?
And then what happened? She was like, oh, here's my boob.
Well, I don't know. It's just it's a pretty cute little photo.
It was a photo taken by Annie Leibovitz.
And who's also a lesbian photographer.
Also a lesbian. So she's smoking a cigarette.
You know she loved that. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, you know she told all her friends, you won't believe what I did.
Mm-hmm. And I it was right after she came out, or I think she may have been right after she came out. Here's the picture. I'm sure you've seen that before. She's got kind of like a little clown face, and she's really cute.
Upset cool. that Ellen DeGeneres grabs her own breasts. Hey, mm-hmm. you know what? I just want to bring it out there. We all do.
Well, you have to give yourself a
little self-examination.
Now, for people who are outraged about this and definitely want to support the Smithsonian and their choices in exhibiting LGBT art, they can write to Martin Sullivan, the NPG director, at sullivanm.si.edu. And write to Richard Curran, the Undersecretary for the Arts and Humanities. That's Curran with a K, K-U-R-I-N-R at si.edu. And you can also, there's other a couple other links. Of course, call your representative John Boehner. Mm-hmm. Boehner?
Beener.
Beener? I'm not sure how to pronounce it. And the phone number there is 202-225-4000. Or 225-6205 and call him and say, look, I'm a taxpayer, I'm a gay man, mm-hmm. and one, there was no taxpayer dollars for LGBT art in this mm-hmm. that went through this exhibit, and two, we should have taxpayer dollars sponsoring this stuff.
Absolutely.
It's ridiculous.
Gay people pay taxes.
And bring Amy Armstrong to perform there.
I'll grab my boobs.
Do it right now, Amy.
Ooh. Fabulous.
Mm. You do it better than Ellen.
I wish it was like a after you.
So beautiful. So beautiful, so powerful.
Thank you. Or if I touch him, you just hear ooga.
wait, a little.
Oh, that's not my boob.
What makes that sound ooga?
Oh, that's a car horn.
A Model T.
Oh yeah.
Back in the day, the cars used to do it, right, Freddie? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The one you look at me,
right, Freddie?
Back in the day, yeah.
Well, it's a sound.
You're a sound musician, sound expert. No. It's like some of them were like doing like old jokes at each other.
No.
Oh God.
Well, Amy, it's a pleasure having you. It's never enough time to celebrate and share these fantastic music with you. We want to remind the listeners that we are posting YouTube videos of Amy performing all her songs on the website. On the YouTube channel, youtube.com/feastoffun. You can subscribe there and follow us so you don't miss any fabulous videos, because we don't always post every single video everywhere that you can. Because a lot of the people that listen to the show, they're just really lazy and they only follow us only on Twitter or Facebook, or they listen only to the podcast. But there's a whole world of other things happening on the website, feastoffun.com.
Absolutely. Cool. And I want to remind people too that it's Podcast Awards season. So please go to podcastawards.com and vote for Feast of Fun in Best GLBT Podcast and in the top prize of People's Choice. We need you to vote every day.
I voted yesterday.
Thank
voted
you.
Yay!
Because we can't.
But Amy didn't.
Can't win.
I didn't vote yesterday.
Guilt
on
her face. Amy, tell your friends to vote.
Sorry, everybody needs to vote.
This
please.
Is the fifth time we've been nominated.
I'm
in the
begging
category
you. You can touch my boob. You can touch my boob.
Okay.
If you vote. How does that sound? Really, I'll stand there, and if you have a booth anywhere and people do it, I'll just be out there, and you just, I voted, and then just touch my boob, and then grab a sticker, saying,
I voted and touched Amy's boob.
Yes.
So you can vote once out of over a million podcast shows that were submitted. Feast of Fun was one of the top 10 that were chosen as nominees for the top prize, People's Choice, and in GLBT the category. So
congratulations.
Thank you. I know, it's a big deal.
This is the fourth time we've been nominated for the top prize, and we've never won it, so I'd love to win it this year. And it's the fifth time that we've been nominated for best GLBT, and you know, it's always wonderful. It's a confirmation of the hard work that we put into the show, and if you like what we do, please vote.
And I want to thank Amy and Freddie for their appearances on the show. Definitely the first appearance that you guys did definitely, I think, helped get us that nomination. It was a fantastic show, and not that this one isn't good either, but
well, yeah, I would hope. I talked about my boobs, for God's sake. I hope that the ratings go through the roof, people.
Amy discusses boobs.
but seriously, like, you know, I thought your appearances on the show are fantastic and phenomenal, and they're the backbone of what we do, and we thank you so much for sharing your music and sharing so much of yourselves with the audience.
You're welcome. You know, thank you guys for having us. And I do want to say a little plug here for our Christmas show that we're having on the 10th and 11th at Hydrate. For tickets, you can go to hydratechicago.com. That's how the only way you can get tickets. For that, and again, that's December 10th and 11th, 8 o'clock showtimes. And you can look us up on Facebook, Amy Armstrong and Freddie Allen, or go to our website, amyfreddie.com.
And also December 19th, we're doing a show at Rehab Circuit, so look that up. And we are performing at Rehab every Wednesday night from 9 to midnight. It's a brand new cabaret space. We're very excited. On Mondays, it's going to be Honey West and Michael Scott McBride. And Fridays, I do an open mic. If you guys are a singer or if you want to play something, we have a keyboard, we have congas, we have a guitar. So come down on Fridays. I'll sing with you. We'll get drunk. We'll have a good time.
Can I read my poetry?
Oh, good Lord. Sure. That would be wonderful. That would be great.
You'd love it?
Wow.
Christmas is a dead pigeon struggling for breath.
Oh, God. Sure, that'd be great.
Can I tell some jokes? But it's musical open mic.
No, you can tell jokes.
Okay. So it's open mic anything?
Maybe.
Pretty much.
Oh. Well, I'll do my burlesque act.
Do you have a new act, Amy?
Oh, no.
I saw the best Christmas presents of my generation destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical, naked, dragging themselves to the shopping malls looking for the ultimate present.
Oh, yeah. Man. Okay, guys, remember, you want to get nominated and actually win, so I think we should stop right now.
That's Allen Ginsberg with a Christmas style.
Christmas style, Allen.
I like that a lot of, like, Christmas music is really, like, about, you know, slapping a Santa Claus hat on a regular, or adding some jingle bells to something. So, like, you know, for example, you'd be like, what's like a song that everybody loves? Bad Romance. Oh, caught in a bad romance. Now we make it Christmas style. Oh, ho, 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 ho,
ho, ho, ho, ho,
shopping the Christmas malls.
Anything.
Unlock the Christmas code.
That's so wrong.
It's true, though, isn't it?
I always put dirty lyrics to all Christmas songs. I can't help it.
But it's true. Like, a lot of those Christmas songs, like, the ones that we really like the most and that we enjoy are the ones that combine sex, jingle bells, and Christmas themes or holiday themes.
Well, obviously, I know what you're doing for Christmas.
Well, what would you do for a holy night? Because I hear everybody sing that song, Oh Holy Night.
Yeah, what is up with... Did you hear Susan Boyle on The View? And she was like, Oh Holy Night.
And then she was just
what?
Like... She cracked up on The View and she couldn't finish singing Oh Holy Night. Yeah, she got like halfway through it and then she was just like... She got a frog in her throat and she was just like...
You know the part of the song when you have to sing high? Oh, yeah. She completely stopped. And she's like,
And Whoopi comes rushing out like, tell us about what that song means to you. And she's just like,
15 minutes? I think they were up.
I know, that poor woman.
And it was
woman.
Live. I guess she re-recorded
I guess
she
shouldn't
Coast.
Do that duet with Whitney Houston because they can't hit the notes.
Well, have you, speaking of this, since you're the Susan Boyle expert... Have you seen, she did the video of her, what she did, what was the song? It was like a walk in the park.
Oh, yes, and walk in the park, I think.
Walk in the, was it like
drinking sangria in the park, and then.
And it's like her on this dock in like this really foreboding. Like,
it's a perfect day.
It's a perfect day by, who sings it?
David Bowie, I think.
No, not David Bowie. It's, who's the guy that got the electroshock from Velvet Underground.
Okay, Lou Reed. That's
fun. It's Lou Reed. Okay, so it's Lou Reed's song, and it's called
A Perfect Day.
A Perfect Day. And she's there on this dock, and it's like in this, it must be in like New Zealand, like in her hobbit habitat, you know, that they use.
Her hobbit habitat.
Well, that they used for like, it was like an extra scene from Lord of the Rings.
It was just a cut from the Lord of the Rings.
And she's just singing this song on the dock, and it's a perfect, it's really, I'll show it to you after the show is over, because you're like, what is going on here?
I predict that because they're filming, Peter Jackson is putting together The Hobbit.
Oh, yeah. She'll
it's going to happen.
The queen.
She'll be
she's going to have a perfect, she's going to have a cameo.
Uh-huh.
And she'll either have a cameo a, or they're going to use her music in the
Do you guys think she's been kissed by now?
I think so.
I think Simon Cowell, he kissed her.
Do you think
after
someone did something to her?
Put out, lady.
I think somebody kissed her a long time ago. Yes. And she's not saying when or where.
Oh, where they did
it. I don't, she's just like incredibly strange.
Do you think that there's someone in her village that has like one arm and like an eye patch and he's like watching this on a little teeny screen going, I always loved her. Why is she leaving?
Yes. And a peg leg.
What is your all-time favorite Christmas present as a kid? Like, you know, like when you were a kid and you got some...
You want to go first? You want me?
Okay.
I got a Dressy Bessie. I don't know if you guys ever know this.
I remember
a Dressy Bessie was a doll that she had buttons and zippers and ties, and we'd learn how to do this as a little girl. You know, which her whole outfit, you know, was made up of that. And when I got her, that's what I wanted. That's all I wanted.
But that her outfit too, like it was like a vest. It didn't really come off.
Yes,
it was attached. To
it was
her,
attached,
and you had to zip up the front, or you buttoned up the front.
There was a zip, and then there was a button, and then you tied her shoes, and you could tie her hair. And I had one.
Purple dress.
Yes,
I think, wasn't it?
And it was. I love how you know that.
Oh, I remember my sister got one. She was.
He
retarded.
Was jealous. He went. Yeah. Oh, Mark has a special needs sister.
Yeah.
Most of them there are, but one is actually diagnosed.
You're so wrong. What was your favorite gift, Fred?
Oh, 1 year. I think when I was 11, I got a really fancy keyboard.
A keyboard.
Yeah, I was a music nerd and
I love
so you were playing music from a young age.
Oh yeah, I was playing music from when I was 3 or 4. So but I started playing professionally when I was 12, 13 years old.
Oh really?
Yeah, my dad.
You were like playing bar mitzvahs and stuff or what?
Sort of, but we didn't have those in Warsaw, Missouri. There weren't that many Jewish folk down there. But we did.
You didn't have any in the Warsaw ghetto? No?
No. Yeah. I went to I played in honky tonks and bars. My dad would sit there with me while I played.
Just like Loretta Lynn. Just like Loretta Lynn.
And Loretta Lynn.
Wow. You know, you almost look a little bit like Loretta. If you did drag, you could do a Loretta Lynn drag.
I'll remember that next
time. Okay. Halloween, Loretta Lynn.
Do you think it's
great,
though?
I'm proud to be a coal miner's daughter. Or you
oh,
can combine.
I love that movie. I love that
lately?
Movie.
Bless her heart.
She's older.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
This Christmas, I got coal in my stocking.
And your favorite gift also was that goat, right?
Well, I think I need to rephrase my question. What was the strangest Christmas gift you got as a kid?
Why don't you tell us first?
Well, my parents, you know, I'm gay. And as a kid, I gender identified, you know.
Princess,
perfect. But to me, it's like, I didn't really... you know, I remember as a kid, one Christmas, they made the mistake of giving me like a toy truck, a jet, you know, what are those things called where the jets land on the...
Oh, like an aircraft carrier.
An aircraft carrier.
Oh, how fun.
And all this shit. And I was just like, what am I supposed to do with this? It's like the colors were gray and like mustard yellow. And I was like, uncolorful toys for me as a kid. And then I see my sister and she got like the Barbie doll head.
Makeup on.
One of those.
And I was like so attracted to that. I was like, oh my God. It's
you
like,
made
it's,
out with
yeah.
it.
Well, it was just so bizarre. So, I mean, there's a decapitated doll head. you know, of course, the girls like destroy the hair. So the following Christmas, my parents really struggled in because they wanted to be good parents. And so they gave me like a Play-Doh cooking factory and then a goat that ate things called Gobbles the Goat. Just weird stuff, you know? And I was always like, what am I supposed to do with this goat? And then I finally figured out that you could take a cigarette butt and feed it through its mouth. And that was like when it really was like a magical experience.
Clean up the smokes.
I mean, did you ever get like inappropriate presents or strange presents from your parents? And you were always like,
not from
socks?
My parents. My aunt gave me a Christmas puffy sweatshirt 1 year. And I was like 14.
Yeah.
You know, with the reindeer, the puffy reindeer. Like, really?
And you were 14.
I'm 14, a teenager.
I bet, did you ever take a picture with it? I bet you looked adorable.
Of course, I still have that sweatshirt. Oh, I'm going to pull it out one of these years.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
You're like, I'm going to save this.
No, I think it's cute. When I was 14, it was a very different story.
I'm sure it's probably still horrible.
It is. It is horrible.
Are you going to wear it for one of your Christmas concerts?
No, I couldn't fit into it.
Really?
No.
I bet you were an adorable little boy, though.
I was make a pillow out of it.
That's a good idea. It's a really good idea.
Yeah, that way it'll be there, or frame it. Amy's rolling her eyes going, oh, you no. Fags.
That's a great idea.
Do you know how many half-finished latch hook kits I have in my storage somewhere? I have a half a mushroom. I have a half a Smurfette where her, like, just her head is done. I mean, it just makes me laugh. And people used to say that, too, when you did those. Make a pillow or a nice art wall hanging, and you're like,
those
okay.
Latch hook, my mother used to get those. Oh, yeah, play with this, do this. And you're like, after about 10 latch hooks, you're like, this is really boring. And you're like,
it is.
Some people like that kind of stuff.
So you were too poor, Amy, and they just gave you one present
childhood? My mom always was wonderful about giving gifts, and she gave gifts throughout the year, so we didn't have huge Christmases. But I know my one aunt, when you're talking about aunts and weird gifts, she was a Mary Kay consultant. So every year she gave me that lip gloss that when you put it on, it was like you just blew a Krispy Kreme. You know, like it was so thick, the lip gloss. Like,
oh, I love
you'd
that
put
lip
your
gloss.
Lips together, and then you'd try to go like this, and it would be all the little...
Yes, like frosting.
Yes.
What it tastes
like. You just gave someone a blowjob.
It was not great, and she always thought it was the best gift ever, but she also had the pink Cadillac and the pink fur. Like, she was really into Mary Kay.
Did she have to buy the pink Cadillac, or do you get the pink Cadillac if you sell enough?
Get it if you sell enough.
They give them to you. Yeah. I still see them.
But she was one of, like, the top...
They give them to you.
Wow.
Women that did those.
How much makeup do you need to sell in order to afford to give somebody a pink Cadillac?
A lot.
How much does a pink Cadillac cost nowadays?
$35,000.
No, yeah, but back then, I'm talking, you know, I was 8 or 9 years old when she... Well... You know, my mom loved Avon and Mary Kay. So the Avon, though, the bad thing about that is I'd get those and I'd eat them. Like the Coca-Cola chapstick. I'd eat it in
eat
a day.
Makeup.
I'd eat it. And my mom would be like, did you eat it? And I'd have wax over my teeth. No.
No, I didn't eat it.
Well, oh, my God.
You have this fabulous song, and it's called Pretty Little Dolly, and it's about your favorite Christmas toy.
Yes.
And it's filthy and raunchy.
And you love it.
And I love it. And you're going to leave us with this.
And it's so wrong.
We want to thank the listeners so much for listening. We want to remind people, please share today's show on your Facebook page or your Twitter account and spread the love of Amy and Freddie and the Feast of Fun.
And vote for these guys. Absolutely. And everybody have a happy holiday.
Every day.
Enjoy yourselves.
I appreciate it.
Happy holidays.
Dear Santa Claus, this Christmas I want a dolly. It's a very special dolly. It was advertised on television. If you don't know the dolly I'm talking about, I will describe her to you. Oh, the pretty little dolly can sit, and the pretty little dolly can stand. She will even walk around the room if you take her hand. Oh, the pretty little dolly can turn, and the pretty little dolly can dance. If you feed her water through a tube, she'll wet her pants. Close to fires, she perspires. If you give her a playful squeeze, she will cough and belch and sneeze. Oh, the pretty little dolly's so cute, and the pretty little dolly so real. If you take her out into the sun, she burns, and 3 days later she'll peel. Oh, the pretty little dolly can sing, and the pretty little dolly can shout. Hold her tootsies high above her head and she passes out. Oh, the pretty little dolly can plead, and the pretty little dolly can beg. And she screams in realistic pain when you break her leg. Heavy drinking gets her stinking. On the back you can turn a key, and she goes through puberty. Oh, the pretty little dolly can wail, and the pretty little dolly can cry. If you put a plastic bag around her head, she'll choke, turn purple, and die. pretty little dolly is the present you must bring. Remember that fat boy, bring that kid. If you wanna see new